chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, and no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Rest make dab in the middle of it. Rest make dab in the middle. We are. Rest make dab.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. We're going to have, we're going to cover China, and then we're going to cover, this coronavirus crisis and epidemic. And we've got some very important clips from Kyle Bass. Kyle Bass has done a marvelous job over the years in investigative reporting in the financial sector primarily and uncovering quite a bit. Now, this coronavirus epidemic also was the Chinese, when it first broke out, possibly in the November, December period, they covered up and they kept everything private. But and as a result, the West was not able to go in there and curtail it and help them stomp out the virus early on. Now this first clip is with Kyle Bass and Greg Wenju, and Wenju is an expatriate of China that is waking us up to the danger of China. But anyway, here we go with this Kyle Bass interview now.
Welcome to an undisclosed location in Texas, Miles. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you very much. Yeah, well, we met before. I've become friends quickly. Me too. We share some similar views and come from very different angles. But we're going to have a great time today, and I just want to announce to those that are listening to us today, there's going to be a third voice. Mm-hmm. It's a voice that will translate, clarify anything you say in English or anything that will be sent back in Chinese. So that third voice will come in and out of our conversation, and I think that will provide clarity for our whole audience. So we'll stay there. And so your story is one that is hard for anyone to believe. Your story is amazing. Your rise in China, your exit from China, and now the position that you're in the United States, is one that people find hard to believe. I don't find it that hard to believe. I believe almost everything that you say, and I think telling your story to the people of the world and the people of America and China and everywhere else is very important for the world to understand what China's grand strategy is. Who is Miles Kwok? Why are you in the United States? All of these questions are going to be great questions for you to answer. And then I've got some other very specific questions about data and the Chinese Communist Party, and more importantly, the two currency worlds that you and I seem to believe exist be so important to China's success or failure going forward. So please share with me, why are you in the United States? What happened when you were in China, and why did you leave China?
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I'm English no good. Sometimes I need help. But early I want to use my Chinglish.
Okay.
If you answer.
Okay.
If you don't understand, I want to translate the help.
Perfect.
I think it's very easy to answer. I'm in America because I anti-CCP.
The Chinese Communist Party.
I want to qualify that. I don't anti-Chinese. I don't anti-China. I love Chinese. I love, my country.
Yes.
China.
Yes.
But I hate CCP. I want to take them down.
Understood.
I want to take the regime down.
You love the people. You love the culture.
I love the country.
You do not like the government.
Yes. The government and the CCP, Communist Party.
A lot of people in the U.S. feel that way.
Then I want to give America the warning.
Yes.
You are in dangerous way. you are too naive to believe the CCP.
Yes. You say that America is too naive to believe what the CCP says.
Yes.
Yes.
This is why I won't provide about the CCP the any truth. Political, culture, army, and economy.
Yes.
This is why I'm here. This is why is the CCP want to take me back. They pay the billions. They send the people to come to America. Want to use any solution. Make the deal. Send me back.
Yes.
And try kidnap me. Kidnap me. You know this story. Yes. Many stories about me.
They've tried. So basically what's known is the Chinese Secret Service, the MSS,
yes,
has come to London, has come to America to try to take you and take you back.
Yeah. Also, they try to use anything to, you know, kill me.
They would love to kill you.
Yeah.
I think you are potentially China's number one enemy. The
I
government.
Think so.
The government, not the people.
Yeah? I'm number one. It's Stephen Bannon number two. No, maybe you're number three. So, yeah. Sir, I'm here.
Yes.
I have political silence.
Yes,
in America.
You have political asylum.
Yes,
asylum. Yes,
I got it. Then I want the world to know about the CCP, the truth, everything.
Okay.
The world now is very dangerous because CCP. You look before, 1 year ago, I talk YouTube, Twitter, any about the whistleblower, about the CCP.
Yes.
Bing Bing, actor, HNA, Wang Qishan with HNA, and Jack Ma, everything. If nobody trusts me.
Okay, so don't tell us yet about Jack Ma. At the end of the interview,
yeah,
you have a very bold prediction.
Yeah.
And I'd love to hear your view on what's going to happen to Jack Ma, but not yet.
Okay.
Okay? So you're talking about this, what happened with the HNA chairman being, let's say, they would say he died or fell off a 2-foot wall this summer. Others, including yourself, would say that he was assassinated.
Yeah.
Fan Bingbing was put into jail for supposedly tax treatment. We'll get to all of that, but let's go back to the CCP. What is the grand strategy, in your opinion, what is the grand strategy of the CCP in relation to, in how it governs its relationship with the United States? What is the CCP after?
I think, you know, 1 year ago, 1 year ago, it's the September 4th, it's the same yesterday, just 1 year. I want a speech in the Hudson, but they blocked me because the China government threatened it's Hudson.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, great day, it's the, after 1 year,
is
the West President Pence speech there.
There you go.
Very
so you were going to speak at the Hudson Institute?
Yeah.
And they stopped it?
Yes, stopped by China threatened.
Yes.
You know, the influence. Then, 1 year ago, I have a press conference in the D.C. I told all the American world, China CCP have the plan called 3F. It's one is weak America.
Weak in America.
Weak America.
Yes.
Two, you know, kill America. This is very seriously.
Okay.
Three is make, you know, a terminal America. A terminal.
Oh,
stable.
Okay. Got it.
So
unstable.
I gave the warning, but right back. I think 1 year ago, somebody think this guy's a crazy guy, liar guy.
Correct.
Reaper guy, don't need the trust.
Right.
Then this year, you look before 1 year
ago. You look
what
back.
What happened?
Yeah.
What
and you happen? See, you see everything that happened.
Yeah, this is happened.
Yeah.
This is why the few months, about the actually the chairman died, Poulavant, the French.
Yes.
All the people, Mao Zedong maybe talks the truth. So CCP have a strategy, 3F America.
Got it.
Take you down.
Yep.
This is your strategy.
And
no
for, for those that haven't seen you before on video, 1 year ago you predicted that the chairman of HNA would be killed within a year.
Yes, sir.
And 363 days later, he fell off a wall in Provence.
Yes.
Right. Maybe it was just coincidental.
No. You know, this is HNA, the chairman died.
Yes.
1 year ago, I see the two guys, HNA, one is the president, one is the chairman. Must be one guy is dies in the 1 year because Wang Qishan want to kill him.
Okay.
Because they want, you know, disappear any qualified information about corruption. They own the HNA. They
right.
kill people. They pay in the outside officially spy system.
Right.
So this happened. Then only one, me. I see the guy, not as the Tiger Sophie by the world. It's the Wang Qishan China CCP government kill him, murder
right.
him.
And this is the concept of the government, the government edifice of the Chinese Communist Party. In theory, they don't earn much money each year, right? In
yeah.
theory. But in practice, what you allege is there was this magical, 28% shareholder of HNA that the New York Times wrote about, that no one knew who owned HNA.
Yeah.
It was an insurance company that started at zero in the last 8 years and rose to prominence.
Yes.
And there was a shareholder that no one knew who they were. Miles Kwok, you say that that shareholder is Wang Qishan and his family.
Yes.
And originally, I think people thought that that was crazy and that you were bombastic.
Mm-hmm.
And now, as things are happening, as you predicted, people are starting to believe more in you.
Yeah.
You and I have had the opportunity to spend many hours together.
Yeah.
And I believe many of the things that you say because everything is connected. Whether it's Miles Kwok talking about the chairman of HNA or Wang Qishan or Fan Bingbing or what's going to happen to Jack Ma, which we'll still talk about a little later. Those things are all related to how the CCP enriches itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're alleging is that there's a lot of corruption at the top. That's
definitely
correct.
Yeah, definitely correct.
And so what do you think the Chinese leadership is worth today? How wealthy do you think they are personally?
Oh, this is very easy. You know, China's every year GDP more than $10 trillion.
Right, it's about 12 and a half. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
12 and a half. The money goes to where now? You check the last 10 years.
Where does the money go?
Yeah.
It goes, well, to the printing press.
Yeah, today I with Stephen Bannon, I talk usually about one question.
Yes.
Why China printed too much currency, China no inflation, inflation to up?
Yes.
Why? Very easy.
To keep the order.
Order?
Yes.
And American operates all the country's cost by GDP, so 90% give the people.
Yes.
Chinese operate the country, 10% give the people. You check, American, all the social housing care, how much? More than 20 trillion.
Yeah.
China, how much? Half a trillion. Maybe
of
lower.
All the housing.
All the housing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? China, everything operates very low cost.
Mm.
We take the money to the outside.
So you're saying it's the same thing as a government kleptocracy in Africa.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Corruption in the, you know, in the outside.
Yes.
And your country.
Yes.
But this is very dangerous.
Very
dangerous. One day they use this threatening you. Now, this is happening.
Right.
This is why, you know, you look at America, any entrepreneur, any, you know, investment China's company, now they get threatened.
In a bigger picture, there's this concept that a nation state like China, and China has said globally that their economic system is superior to that of Western capitalism.
Yes.
And when you peel back the onion, you see that there is no larger income and wealth dispersion than there is in China because the elites are the kleptocrats and the people have very little.
Yes.
And those that actually rise through the ranks of this hybrid system end up going to jail or falling off a wall in Provence, right? That's a very important distinction to draw when you look at the economy of the CCP versus the economy of Western capitalism.
Yeah.
Right?
100% correct.
So I'd love to ask you a couple of questions about that. You know, even Premier Li has stated that Chinese economic statistics are unreliable.
Mm.
What do you think the real economic statistics are as far as GDP growth? And I know you and I have had several conversations about the FX reserves.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think about the numbers that are reported for GDP growth versus what they really are and the FX reserve number versus what it really is? I know that's a specific question, but we'll move on from there.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. It's a good question. You know, we need to look for China economy. We need to look at 4 points.
4 points, yeah.
One is the M2, M2, how much?
Yes, basically cash in circulation, right?
Yeah.
For those that are, that aren't economists.
Yes, $29 trillion China printer RMB, we call CCPB currency.
Yes.
Secondly, you need to look for about China, it's the personal interest growth. Right?
Yes.
No, 29 trillion. This no growth too much. Three, you need to look for bank, the bad bank.
The bad bank.
Bad bank.
Yes.
45%.
45% of the loans are
more,
bad.
More, I think.
Yeah.
Four, it's very important, you see, currency exchange.
Yes.
Currency.
Currency exchange.
Exchange.
Yes.
Up, down, down. You look at Hong Kong, the dollars. With dollars.
Yes.
RMB with dollars. Nobody, no Chinese, no also American company in China can move, you know, pure credit money go to outside.
Correct. Correct.
Even you earn this money cannot move outside. Why? So this is the 4 point. I give you answer. Nobody can give China economy go to stable, reliable. Impossible. They not jump in. They cheated the world. They make a fake economy.
They have
this is a printer, the currency, then you know, control the currency, move to outside.
Yes. So you've moved, you've taken us to the place that brought you and I together.
Yes, this right? is correct, yeah.
You came to this conclusion long ago, and you're right. I think you're right, of course, because you agree with me. So therefore,
you
can't
earn the money.
So this concept of two currency worlds is one that is lost on many people.
Yeah, all.
The RMB economy of China is internal.
Yeah.
And the economy of China in dollars is external.
Yeah.
And they're desperately in need of dollars because that's how they trade with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
What was so compelling when I met you, the most compelling thing that you showed me was the chart of Chinese M2, the moving graphic.
Yes.
And we'll provide that moving graphic to the Real Vision audience separately in this video. But more importantly, Chinese M2 has grown from $1 trillion worth of RMB to, as you say, $30 trillion on an economy of 12.
Yes.
They've printed more money internally than any one country in the history of the world. As a percentage of GDP, and as a percent, as call it M2 growth versus GDP growth, nothing has ever come that close.
Yeah.
So they've created a false economy of RMB and the exchange rate in dollars. So you took us to another place. You took us to Hong Kong for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Why does Xi's little colony of Hong Kong still peg to the dollar if China's economic model is so great?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Very easy the answer. Sir, you know, Kale, Hong Kong dollars, with the dollars, Hong Kong dollar with American dollars, the US dollars relationship.
It's a peg.
The peg.
Yes.
You know, bank China retrieve, reserve China.
Yes, the PBOC.
PBOC
yes.
And the Hong Kong bank retrieve.
Yes.
Receive.
Norman Chan, HKMA. Yes.
This is fake. This is true. You how can handle this?
Right. Bank of China, Hong Kong handles
you better same.
Yeah.
Same. This is the mafia group. Same.
Right.
Bank of China is the laundry money in the station.
Yes.
Your
allegation is that the Bank of China, Hong Kong launders money for all of the Chinese leadership.
Yeah, always. You look, go to New York, you see Bank of China, the building.
The Bank of
China. Small building.
Yeah.
All the windows block. Always, 365
really?
Days.
I didn't know
see.
That.
You go to see.
Okay.
So I talk a lot of American friends. You say, go to see Bank of China. Never open the windows.
Hmm.
But the small building, why is the more than 2,000 employees work here? How can put 2,000 employees there? Why? This is spy system, laundry system. It's a mafia group working there. They're not really bank.
So the Bank of China in New York,
all the world
has 2,000 employees, and they're doing. You're saying they're doing everything from being spies to being mafia to being money laundering.
Yes, this is for sure. So
that was a fine interview, and the fact that it revealed some of the inner workings of the Communist Party, and also some of the false figures that they're putting up for gross national product and so forth, and it revealed the fact they want to keep Hong Kong for money laundering, and the top Chinese elites are actually enriching themselves. And those are some of the fine points here. Now, coming up next is a wonderful interview with Alex Jones and Dr. Shiva, and he's explaining somewhat what's going on in this coronavirus crisis. And it's a whole medical system that we must think about. In the early 1900s, the Rockefellers set up a tremendous foundation to avoid taxes. And they're the ones that created the modern medical system. At the turn of the century, around 1900, we had a homeopathic system, but the Rockefellers and all that big money turned it around and flipped it over into an allopathic system, which started treating symptoms with medicine. So there, the Rockefeller family founded the allopathic system that we're suffering under today. And this is one reason why this exercise in October with John Hopkins and the Gates and the World Economic Forum on this exercise in this coronavirus, you could say crisis, because the Rockefeller money set up Johns Hopkins, and the World Economic Forum is right under the thumb of the Bilderberg Group and the internationalists, the globalists. So anyway, listen to this. Dr. Shiva is just a fine, insightful person. He cares about this country. Here we go now.
Iodine. You've talked about it. Iodine. You need both. That's what supports the thyroid to make vitamin A. Now, all of this that we're saying is not some BS. And what the real BS is, bullshitting people that the immune system is weak, that the only way out of it is vaccines, 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 and chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. So that's why they have a problem right now, Alex, because you're looking at a guy who's got 4 degrees from MIT, his PhD in biological engineering, is a Fulbright scholar, and I'm the guy who was invited by the National Science Foundation just 4 months ago to give the lecture on the modern immune system. So this is why we need to go boldly and expose Fauci, Gates, Zuckerberg, the Clintons, because what we're witnessing right here is a destruction of science.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, yesterday.
Alex, what's happening is two phenomena are occurring in parallel, right? The forces of evil and darkness, and also the forces of light, where people are getting educated. But fundamentally, this entire process was engineered by the front man. You know, they use a front man, this guy Fauci, but behind him is three major foundations, the Gates Foundation, the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation, and the Clinton Global Initiative, all which are pro-vaccine and all support the Sustainable Development Goals, which paints a very utopian picture of where the future can go. And you should go look at it. It's called SDG 3. But foundational to achieving SDG 3, in their view, which is backed by the United Nations, the WHO, the CDC, and by the way, the Chinese Communist Party, is that we must immunize everyone on the planet. In fact, the front page of it says, no one left behind. So that's like the big, big goal here. And in order to execute on that goal, you have to create massive amounts of fear. You have to bring people into alignment. And this thing that we're witnessing right here was architected. It was extremely well planned. And as what we're seeing right now is literally the country is split into two. One group of people who are falling in line, typically the educated elites and some of the people who are just bringing in on fear, brought in on fear. And then the other set of people are awakening to a lot of the videos that we've been putting up, what you've been putting up, and saying, wait a minute. You know, the immune system is not some weakling. We live in a complete world of germs. Germs are not what kill us, but it's a compromised immune system. And getting that fundamental out there, getting the fundamental true science, not the fake science promoted by Bill Gates, as you said, this guy actually never really invented anything. You know, I actually created the first email system, not just a term. Bill Gates actually stole or bought DOS from someone else, and this very nice family flipped it for him. So, as you said, he has no education in the biological sciences, yet because he's part of the global elite, his entire goal is to create a factory of all of us. We're all automatons serving this global elite. And the model of using fear and fake science, which is basically to say that the germs are what kill us, which is absolutely not true. We'd all be dead by now. The reality is it's a weakened and dysfunctional immune system caused by dirty air, dirty water, dirty food. Maybe some genetics, but pre-existing conditions where people's immune systems are compromised. And instead of discussing immune health, instead of talking about the things that we can use to boost immune health, what they want to talk about is flattening the curve, social distancing. By the way, I just gave a talk yesterday, Alex. Social distancing, as we know, social isolation. A wonderful paper came out talking about how when we isolate ourselves, that we actually hurt our immune systems. It's called loneliness as a molecule, but fundamentally talking about that when we isolate people like we're doing, the
that's right. Well, doctors, I mean, my grandmother, my dad's mom, kept him so clean and so absolutely not in the dirt that the nanny and the doctor said, you've got to get him in the dirt. He's not thriving. And they then got him in the dirt, and his black nanny gave him Hindu tea. It was actually chicken crap, you know, and tea cooked up, so he got really healthy because he didn't have an immune system because it had never been challenged. They know all this, and Gates wants to take over the whole human environment and make us these weaklings that have to live then with the drugs and things they give us. And when in truth, we're this big colony organism that our electrochemical soul sits in. They've now proven it. And we're this incredible badass fortress. These little germs and things are piss ants compared to us. If we have a good immune system, one of my favorite things is swimming in swamps. The studies show that just absolutely boosts your immunity. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I know why people would tune into the broadcast over the years and think, this guy's crazy. And I remember we would go to Methodist churches, Baptist churches, but we would also go to evangelical churches because those evangelical preachers lived in our neighborhood that my parents were friends with. And I remember they'd have visiting preachers come. And so they ran the gamut. Some were con men. Some were really, you know, Holy Spirit type folks. But I remember some of the old guys would come and they would lay out world government computers and microchips to track everything. And they're going to have a thing called the Internet. And it's these systems. And they're going to totally control everybody. There's going to be medical tyranny. And there's going to be a vaccine they inject into you. And it's going to have the proof that you've had all these other medicines and vaccines they're going to make you take, and it's going to be a medical tyranny. And I'm like 8 years old hearing stuff like this in the Beast computer in Brussels. And then there was a thing called Texas Best Seminars. We had to find out the guy's name. He was like a lay preacher. We were at dinner one time because I went and gave a speech there. And he was like, I'm like, yeah, they'll have a microchip to track us in the cashless society. He goes, no, it'll be a digital vaccine that's nanotech. I never heard that term even back then. And it'll track you everywhere. And if you haven't gone through all the medical tyranny they want, you won't be able to buy or sell or leave your house. And, you know, you're hearing these guys saying they're having visions about this, and you're rolling your eyes. I was too. Okay, well, no need to worry about visions anymore. We're here, and this is happening. And just lay people are freaking out about what's going on. And then they go research, and they found out about zinc and vitamin D and all this, and the media is trying to block it. How evil is that? So this is science with Dr. Shiva Iduray with us from MIT, runs big companies, has a lot of top medical research, and he is a world-renowned systems scientist, inventor, and entrepreneur. And again, he did invent the email, not just the term email. So the time we have in like the next 8 minutes or so, I'm going to try to shut up. Get into why you think they're blocking it. I mean, we know why, but I want your take. And where you see all this going and this attempt to take vitamins and minerals away from people is I see it making everybody go crazy about vitamins and minerals that weren't before. I mean, I see this really backfiring. But go through your view on that and then the actual stuff you covered yesterday about what is essential and how our bodies work and how people can protect themselves more.
So, Alex, you know, what I want to cover very quickly is that as a system scientist, you know, I try to connect the dots, right? That's what system science is about. It's about the ankle bones connected to the foot bone. So you can use that principle to see that the immune system is a complex system. But you can also use it just very briefly to understand the interconnection between freedom, truth, and health. Now, I'm running for U.S. Senate, as I've talked about before, Alex, and the entire campaign for many years, even before I got into politics, was always about truth, freedom, and health. And what do I mean by that? What we're witnessing right now is that when you suppress freedom, suppress freedom of speech, you know, promote censorship, you never can practice the scientific method. So all of science then is based on scientific consensus. So what you get is fake science, which means you diminish truth. And from fake science, they can create fake problems, Alex, and fake solutions.
Exactly. How dangerous is it to say that the president can't talk about zinc or hydroxychloroquine? Anybody can say whatever they want. Doesn't mean it's right. All right or true. That's how we have. And then in science, it's always changing. We're always learning more. You're supposed to be able to challenge global warming being man-made. You're supposed to be able to challenge the vaccine, but you're not supposed to.
So the fundamental issue here is, Alex, they start with suppressing freedom. So when you go to academia, you know, which I've been in and out, did 4 degrees at MIT, my PhD is in biological engineering. One of the features is that what we have in academia now is the oldest profession. These guys are pay to play. And if you actually look at the biological sciences, 50% of the funding that the NIH puts out is in biological sciences. Guess who controls a lot of that? People like Francis Collins at the NIH and people like Fauci. They've been in there for 4 or 5 decades. They're insiders. So if you're a scientist at MIT, Harvard today, you know, I happen to have been successful, made money. I have my own center, so I don't owe anything to MIT. But
it's a mafia. It's a cult, and you've been inside it, not part of it.
It's a complete cabal. So you say anything against Fauci, your university is not going to receive funding. You're never going to get tenure. So we've created a bunch of lemmings in academia. So anyone thinks that we should listen to them needs to take a step back and realize these guys are pay to play. They're about scientific consensus. They'll actually believe the sun goes around the earth. Forget, you know, we know that story with Galileo. But fundamentally, these guys are creating fake science.
And by the way, the farewell address, who did Eisenhower in 61 warn of? Not the Russians. He said we have a technological elite taking control of academia and sciences, and they are the main threat.
Exactly. So the scientific establishment really was evolving at that time. It was the consolidation of power, basically the consolidation of, quote unquote, who determines what truth is, who determines what innovation is. So those group control can create fake problems and fake solutions, you know, and infectious diseases, viruses are going to kill all of us. Based on that, you need vaccines. And therefore, the goal is to control our health. Fake problems, fake solutions, you control our health. Now you create weak human beings who can't fight for freedom. So that's sort of the system of truth, freedom, and health. So when we're running in Massachusetts, Alex, we have a huge groundswell of amazing volunteers who come out. We're close to collecting all of our signatures. They stopped us, as you talk about the electioneering control, they've stopped us from collecting signatures. That's why the page that you showed up, everyone listening, Alex, everyone, we must win in Massachusetts because Massachusetts is the epicenter of the deep state. And what I'm talking about here is here's the mecca of medicine, Harvard Medical School, the mecca of technology. So by winning here, it's going to be like taking a stake and stabbing it right in the deep state. So what we need, Alex, is what your audience needs to understand is everyone should go to Shiva for Senate, scroll down, and if they're in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, if people think Rand Paul is amazing, you would just be like a hydrogen bomb in the deep state.
That's what we need. We need a hydrogen bomb because a guy like me is like everyone else, a working class guy who earned his way. And so if you scroll down there, you'll see that people should go in there and fill out a form and we will mail you the nomination paper so you can sign and send in. The Democratic establishment and the GOP establishment, 3 lawyers are running against me, Alex, all total scumbags. That's what we got to win. But getting back to the immune system, this establishment of suppressing freedom has created this notion that the immune system is some weakling, that the virus is some animal that comes and eats your tissues. In fact, most MDs, unfortunately, because of the big pharma medical education, they don't know jack about the immune system. I'm sorry. They just don't. It's
they admit that they don't even spend a week on the immune system or even half a day on vaccines. But let's just pull back for a moment. Like they teach us we're all racist and we're all victims, the government's got to divide us to keep us safe from each other. It's the same thing with telling us we're all victims and we're all weak, we're all going to die unless we have big pharma. Yes. They're literally teaching us how to be victims and how it's heroic to be a jellyfish. Right.
Exactly. So that's the bottom line. We are weak people when the reality is that they weaken us through their big ag Monsanto, through their genetic engineering foods. They weaken us with dirty air, dirty water, dirty food.
Well, doctor, as you know, I keep interrupting something you're saying so true. If you just type in flu vaccine lowers immunity next year, and there's all these articles admitting that they never guessed the right mutation, and it lowers your immunity to the flu the next year. So what you just said, it's totally true.
Yeah, and the other thing that's true, Alex, is look at their solution, this idiot Fauci, okay, who's basically the front man for pharma. Isolate yourself, quarantine yourself, don't get any sun. Let's look at that. There are infinite number of papers, landmark studies, which show when you isolate people, you create a detrimental situation that's worse than obesity, worse than heart disease, worse than smoking. You basically downregulate genes, which create antiviral activity, and you upregulate genes, which create inflammatory response. So think about that. You're basically destroying the immune system by social isolation. Then you tell people don't get out in the sun, UVB radiation, vitamin D. As we know, vitamin D is an antimicrobial. And then people can't go out shopping.
They're creating pod people. Stay there. And I've been interrupting a lot because you're just making such great points. For the next three segments, if you can stay, and we'll talk about the Senate thing. That's exciting, too. But you as a medical guy and the doctor, that's the guy that's amazing. The politics is great when you get you in the Senate. But when you get into this, it's so dead on. And folks, you know, this is not just our opinion. This is established known fact. These people know what they're doing. There is no vaccine for the common cold. That is what COVID-19 has souped up. We'll be right back. But let me just put this out or we won't be here. You see, they're trying to shut us down. To get into the body, get into the mechanisms, get into the studies, get into the facts. This is known, okay? It's like saying you need oxygen to live. It's known. You need food to live. Why? It has nutrients. If you don't get the nutrients, if all you got was white bread and water, you'd die of the cold or flu in 6 months. I mean, something that came by you wouldn't even feel, you're dead. That's why one way the British used to kill people in concentration camps, they actually invented them. And used them against the Irish, used them against the Scots 400 years ago, first against the Scots. Then they called them concentration camps by the middle of the 18th century. The U.S. Army adopted that with Native Americans. I'm not bashing the British. I mean, I got a Welsh name, but what I'm getting here is they wouldn't kill you. They just put you out there and feed you bread and water. And Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. What was it, South Carolina? When he was 12. That's why he didn't like the British too much. The point is, that's how you kill somebody, is you just don't give them nutrients, and then they just die. Doc, get into your campaign. Now, that is important. Tell us about that. Spend a few minutes on that.
I grew up as an untouchable in India. I don't know if you know India as a caste system. In the 1960s, one of the political leaders in India realized that the so-called people the elite said were dumb to keep them down was because they were just dumb. He figured out that they weren't getting enough protein, Alex. So he created a program where people could get protein, and you suddenly saw these so-called dumb people immediately get very, very nutrified and you know, start excelling. So nutrition and intelligence, nutrition and your future is closely linked. So, you know, when I'm running for Senate here, one of the core things that's bringing out so many people from the grassroots is that we're leading with health, Alex, and that is blowing away the establishment here because they don't want to talk about health. They actually want to keep people weak. So we have this huge growth of people, grassroots, lots of women, lots of mothers who don't want their kids to be, you know, force vaccinated or coming to our movement. Very different than the last campaign when we ran against Elizabeth Warren. But one of the key things, we need to get on the ballot, Alex, and we've been getting signatures. The other guys don't have a grassroots movement, so they're trying to shut us down from collecting signatures. So we're going online, Alex. So anyone from Massachusetts, anyone listening to your show right now, Alex, who knows people in Massachusetts, tell them to go to Shiva for Senate, and we've created it. We've used, you know, technology that I've created. They just click a button as they go into, if you can show on the screen, you know, get a signature nomination form sent to you, and we will mail them the nomination form. They sign it with a self-addressed envelope if you click right there, and then they can send it to us, and then we get a certified signature. We made it really, really easy, Alex.
And that's Shiva for the number four, Senate.com.
Number4Senate.com, and they literally go, and it's for Massachusetts residents or anyone listening. If you know your friends or family in Massachusetts, tell them to go there, fill it out. We'll mail it to them. It's quite expensive for us to get it out, but we make it easy with all the nonsense the fascist state of Massachusetts is doing to stop guys like me from getting on the ballot. Meanwhile, they're making sure the Joe Kennedys and the other guys, because they're paying for their nomination signatures. But bottom line, Alex, the opportunity in Massachusetts is to be the tip of the spear.
Bottom line, even if you don't win, most people that come from the grassroots have to run three or four times before they win. You're all over TV. You're all over everywhere bombing them with this information. And these stations, TV stations and things, if they have the other candidates on, have to have you on. You're a great guest, and you're kicking ass. And so keeping you in the field is another critical part of the resistance. But I want you to go back to what you were talking about. When we come back, we'll do two more segments on nutrition and how they're using this as the total control arm of the globalist. And again, how elites throughout history actually called the slaves the little people because generationally they'd starve them. That wasn't just in India, folks. Every country, every nation had the untouchables. Dr. Shiva Iyure is our guest. He's an amazing MIT-trained scientist, does amazing research, has a lot of big, successful companies. I'm not going to go over all of his bio or industry awards and the commercial products that he's developed. He's running for Senate in Massachusetts, really the heart of the Harvard globalist mafia. But if you just joined us, he briefly got into India and the caste system.
Yeah, so look, Alex, the bottom line is the use of food or the lack of giving food to people and the nutrient density that you gave was always a methodology of control, and people have always had to fight for health. And it's not something.
Some stations didn't carry that segment. So explain the caste system. That's fascinating. Well, and how they weren't giving the untouchable food.
And we have a caste system here, but the caste system in India was on the top of it, where the priesthood, you know, what you would call the academics of today, right? The Faucis and the people who are always there, regardless of presidents come and going. The next level was the kings, right? Today we call them politicians, presidents. So you notice Fauci's always there. Presidents come and go, and now he's advising Trump. Before, he was advising Reagan. The next level below that was the warriors, right? Because the kings unleashed the warriors to go fight. And today we have the military. And below that were the business folks. And below that were the Shudras, the untouchables, who basically did all the, you know, low level work. So those people, as we just shared, were kept in very, very moderate conditions, very low conditions, so they would not rise up. And what we have today is the same model here. We want to diminish people's health so we don't rise up and fight for our freedom, so we don't get the truth we deserve, and from truth we get freedom. So they create this very horrible feedback process that we actively keep people suppressed with bad food. So if you look at the United States, 54% of people today, kids, have autoimmune disorders. One out of five kids have a mental issue, right? Some mental issue going on. And the reality is, when you look at the immune system that we're talking about right now, we actively suppress people's immune systems. And instead of addressing boosting them, which frankly they don't want to do, the goal is to use the people who have suppressed immune systems to drive them to more vaccines, more pharma drugs. And the goal is to take most of humanity and take them to that process. So from a scientific standpoint, Alex, my entire life, you know, the company I run called Cytosolve, that came out of my research at MIT, we're actually able to model at the molecular level the mechanisms and actually prove why certain things work, irrespective of their fake science or them trying to discount it. And that's what I do, and we're actually helping people understand at the molecular level to put down these fake scientists. So, for example, we talked about the power of vitamin D. Why is vitamin D powerful in this case? Vitamin D really empowers us to enable the creation of cathelicidins. Cathelicidins are something that empower the body to go and knock out the surface membrane of viruses and bacteria, etc. Most doctors don't even know about this. Alex, ask them, what is a cathelicidin? They won't know it. Vitamin D creates these cathelicidins. It's a fuel. So you undernourish the body with vitamin D, you make the body more prone to viruses, period. So in the letter I wrote to Trump, I said, look, take all those people who have COVID-19, take those people who are immunocompromised, give them high dosage vitamin D in one shot, 50,000 IUs for 2 days, and give them 400,000 IUs of vitamin A for 2 days. Why vitamin A? Well, vitamin A, as you look at the molecular pathways, vitamin A gets created from your thyroid when you get all the great carotenoid foods, the rich greens, the dark green and purple foods, and your body makes vitamin A. And you know what that vitamin A does, Alex? It creates beautiful scaffolds, beautiful cytokeratins, so the viruses can't even protect, can come in. That's number one. Iodine, you've talked about it. Iodide, you need both. That's what supports the thyroid to make vitamin A. Now, all of this that we're saying is not some BS, and what the real BS is bullshitting people that the immune system is weak, that the only way out of it is vaccines, 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 and chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. So that's why they have a problem right now, Alex, because you're looking at a guy who's got 4 degrees from MIT, his PhD in biological engineering, is a Fulbright scholar, and I'm the guy who was invited by the National Science Foundation just 4 months ago to give the lecture on the modern immune system. So this is why we need to go boldly and expose Fauci, Gates, Zuckerberg, the Clintons, because what we're witnessing right here is a destruction of science.
That's exactly what's happened. They've destroyed science, but they've reinstituted a kill system. that they're calling medical treatment. Iatrogenesis is the word, and that word means you could say the effect of medical treatment on creating illness or death. And iatrogenesis is that very term. Very honorable people, even like Ron Paul, are criticizing Dr. Fauci and all this fake medical stuff. Now, this is a real crisis. This is a real virus, and there are people that are losing their loved ones. But the New World Order and the globalists are hyping it to control us more. So this is the fear. We've got to protect our liberties. But here's Ron Paul, a quick excerpt from his recent program, Liberty program. Here we go with Ron Paul.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. With me today is Daniel McAdams, our co-host. Daniel, good to see you.
How are you this morning, Dr. Paul?
Doing fine, trying to sort things out, as
yes.
usual.
Yes.
So, but I would like to say that there's a little bit of good news.
Yeah, for sure.
Because some truth broke through here in the last day or two, and we've sort of talked a little bit about this, but it looks like even the bad guys are admitting it. And that is, they made these dire predictions so that they can go ahead and destroy people's civil liberties and spend a lot of money and make up an excuse on why the stock market actually went down, all kinds of things, by having this coronavirus event blown way out of proportion. And once again, very serious, but we had a lot of serious illnesses this period of time,
yeah.
That we could sit here and recite into the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, if you added up everybody that has the influenza and other things. But anyway, it's been done. But now it's looking like that the people who promoted this, the most guys like Fauci, they are admitting that maybe they overpredicted. Because what we were saying, it's not this bad. But you know what? They're pretty adaptable. They say they didn't overestimate. They underestimated the ability for them to contain the virus.
Yeah.
This is positively amazing how they're going to get credit for this now. And therefore, they're not willing to give up. This is just, for them, a step in saying, you know, we've been so successful. And some people are going to say that, it wasn't as bad as we said. But they have to have a way of saving face so they declare victory. At the same time, what do? They're starting to condition people for the next crisis because it's going to be bigger than this one. And when you have Bill Gates, billions of dollars, promoting this one world nonsense, we can be sure it's going to be around. But, you know, people will respond to hearing the truth. And even outside our station and others who are like-minded, it's coming, it's breaking through on ordinary media and say, hey, the numbers are wrong, it's not as bad. But so far, they haven't relieved many states, but there are some states that we can compare them to. Some states didn't have as much control as the others.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we can refute their nonsense about why they should claim credit, because the more authoritarian they were, they says the more lives they saved, but they never count the lives that they contributed to destroying by putting everybody in their house and making them prisoners, because we haven't heard the end of that. You know, this morning I saw something about, domestic violence has gone up because people don't like to just sit in the house and end up arguing and fighting. So there's a lot of downside to this. But anyway, the news is that the people, Fauci and these other ones, are admitting, you know, things are not so bad, but you better listen to us. Because it could come back. It will come back, and you need us desperately.
Yes, exactly. And remember, we cannot forget this. The original claim from Fauci was 2 million Americans will die from this. And then he said, if you listen and do everything I say and shut the whole country down, well, maybe we'll get away with 240,000 deaths. And then it kept going down. But I'm going to go back to something we said yesterday, Dr. Paul, because I think it's critically important. And put up that first slide. These are the statistics that the U.S. government uses to gauge what's happening. And now they changed it as of yesterday, saying that at the max it'll be 60,000 deaths. Okay, that sounds pretty bad and pretty terrible. But once again, let's look at the next slide. 60,000 this time. 80,000 died in 2017, 2018 from the flu. So less people will die from this so-called pandemic than actually die during the flu. And as you point out, what Fauci and the others who have completely been wrong, what they claim is, well, it's because you listened to us and thank goodness we shut everything down.
People that were part of the Liberty Movement, and I supported Ron Paul twice for president, they weren't going to let him into the White House because he wanted to audit the Fed. He wanted to end the Fed. And who right now is doing more in that respect than anything else? Is all this funding is coming directly from the Fed. And we had a recent commentary by
society they're creating so rapidly now is the Hunger Games Society, where you've got a tiny few 1% running everything, and the rest of the population in servitude and in dependency on the 1%. What has this lockdown around the world done? Exactly that, on purpose. That's why they've done it. And in the middle is a police military state to hold that status quo.
You need to explain what that's done economically as well.
Yeah.
How that links to the universal basic income.
See, that Hunger Games society I've just described is not possible while vast numbers of the population have independent income. You can't crash people into this poverty-stricken, deprived masses, which is what this Hunger Games society is supposed to be, if people have independent income of businesses and stuff like that, because they've got the money not to fall there. So what they've done is they've destroyed all those businesses and all that employment. Many of them will never open again. And what have they done? They've created mass global dependency on the state. And if you take this state and this state and this state and this state and you go to the next level, you have the cult that's orchestrating the whole frickin' thing.
The stimulus packages. And once they just passed one in the States, $2 trillion to $6 trillion, now they want to do another one and another one.
And what that's going to do is destroy governments economically. And then what they're going to say is the economic system as we've known it is no longer sustainable. It is no longer possible for it to survive. So what we're going to do, because we care so deeply about the human race, is to bring in a whole new economic system, which will all be based on a digital currency. What I've been predicting in my book since about 1993. Everything you do and everything you purchase, A, we will know about, and B, we can decide any time if you can purchase or not. Because if you go into a store now, though, again, not as much as a few weeks ago, and you hand over a credit card, digital money, and they try your card, and they say, sorry, it won't take your card. Computer won't take your card. So, okay, I'll pay cash then. So when there's no cash, and note, because this virus scam ticks every box for this cult, everything I've said they want, they are justified by this, what's happening. They're saying money's dangerous because you could catch the virus from it. Brackets, bollocks. And so, you know, people that used to take cash are not taking cash anymore because I might catch the bleeding virus, right? And you've got the people, the company that's running the ATMs actually came out about, you know, 3-4 days ago and said by the end of the summer, cash could be finished because of the, you know, the virus, right? So.
And the UK just introduced plastic cash, which probably holds the virus longer.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's nothing to do with health. It's all about control. I mean, it's just such crap. Anyway, so when cash is gone, which is the idea, and you only have digital money and what it's planned to be is everything on your microchip. See, totalitarian tiptoe, step, 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 step. They've now gone to your phone. They've gone from your cash. They've gone now from your credit card and they've gone to your phone. So now it's digital, phone, everything on the phone. And that phone becomes the microchip. It just one, it's only one step away now. It's all in my books in the 90s. And so you go into a store and you pay with your chip or your whatever. And they say, sorry, computer won't take your card. Or it won't take your digital money. So how are you going to purchase now? You ain't. And and dissidents of this system, of which I will be one to my last frickin' breath, will go off the Christmas card list of the computer very early on. It's all about total and utter control.
Which is what they do in China now.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. And as I was saying, this Hunger Games society is supposed to be a... It is fascism. It is communism, which are different names for the same tyrannies, really. Centralization of power in the hands of the few. But the real name, although the fascism and the communism, the way it plays out is basically the same, but the way it's done is different. It's a technocracy they're creating. And technocracies, a global technocracy, and technocracies are defined as societies that are controlled by bureaucrats, not elected politicians. They're going. That's the plan. They're going. The more they can discredit politicians in the public mind, the more the public will say, oh, yeah, well, they're useless anyway. Yeah, let's have a technocracy. So it's run by bureaucrats, by scientists, by engineers, by technocrats. All these people in Silicon Valley are technocrats. And already the technocrats of Silicon Valley, and we should not forget Israel either, because that's the second Silicon Valley of the world now, staggering as it may seem, do your research. The technocrats are already running the world. Most politicians have got a clue what goes on in Silicon Valley, let alone understanding, legislating for it. They're running it. The Gateses are running the whole vaccine operation. They're running the World Health Organization. You know? And so the technocrats are already taking over. And the more you move into this technological, technocratic society of AI, the technocrats are taking over because the politicians have become irrelevant. Now, whose grandfather was head of the Technocratic Party of Canada in the 30s, which was campaigning for just such a society? Elon Musk. There's no way that he's doing what he's doing by accident. And he will know what he's doing. And these people need not celebrating the Gateses and the frickin' Musks and the Bezoses, another one, and the Brins and the Pages at Google and the Wachowskis at YouTube. They don't need celebrating. They need calling out. They need exposing for what they're doing, which is building this technocratic nightmare dystopian society based on AI and total censorship of any other form of view or information that is at odds with the official narrative, which is why Ofcom and Melanie frickin' Dawes are banning discussion of the link between 5G and COVID-19 in British broadcasters. And let me say this, Brian. Let me say this to the broadcasters. Let me say this to everybody who's just accepting this. Let me say it to law enforcement.